I'm a fourth grade.
What?
What?
Yeah, beef.
Yeah,
you want to go?
Okay.
All right, right now, let's do it, buddy.
It's awesome.
What if you don't say
something? Oh my God.
Yes, you do.
Hey, you're back.
Hi. I got some water.
Water?
No. No, not no. It is too late for that. It's water. It's water.
Water.
W-U-D-C-E-R. It's like people who say John. Like, I'm tired of that right now. Like, don't say
John. I don't really
stop. It's joints.
Joints?
That's what they call it. It's a joint. They say that joint creation. No one says John. No one says John.
John is everything.
That's like the people who say yid. I don't think yid. Don't get John. I say John.
It's what, like a doobie, like a smoky thing? Yeah, like a
doobie. Who says doobie? That's like saying sticky. No, it's like saying the devil's lettuce.
It's like saying stinky.
Straight out of the 70s time machine.
Like reefer madness.
Reefer days of propaganda where you think you're going to smoke one of the
oh, yeah.
No, no, I stopped reading. So, I'm kind of slow.
Gotcha.
They had some good, like, vodka.
I need to.
You're good. It's
fuzzy. So, it's 40?
Wait, what is Trick doing running this? Who is you up here?
He said it, not me.
Silux, how many panels do you have?
Three.
Only three? Not more?
I was tempted to do another, but I was like, you know what? I want to enjoy this convention. So I'm going to keep it easy and not do it. Yeah, no, I always tell people I didn't expect to, like, run panels or go to conventions or get first or get art, do whatever when I join the panel. But I've done all that.
I tell you, I just tell people halfway I didn't think I was becoming a furry, so.
Whoa, little prayer.
All right, here you go.
Is it a sing-along? Is that what we're doing?
No.
Kumbaya?
Listen.
When the chords are right, we can hit the high
notes. No.
Oh, God. We can hit the high notes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not surprised. Triple man, you said I was 4-4. I said I was going to
kill. Yeah. That's an accurate game. I want that.
It's basically hang out to my
soul. Is he going to work for Arizona kids?
Because I didn't have anything else.
I don't remember. I made like 26.
I saw one. I was like, oh no.
All right, welcome to No, I legitimately forgot.
Fandom horror stories.
Thank you. Fandom horror stories. Yay.
Time to relive memories.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have some ground rules. Don't use real names. And it is an 18 plus convention.
Yes, this place
18
is
plus event, excuse me. So yeah, if you're a minor, please don't be in here. Okay, so you're all over the age of 18.
Physically.
I think we're good.
Okay. So yeah, you know, we're gonna share our amazing horror stories from the fandom. It can be from conventions, it can be from events, whatever you've interacted with. It doesn't. God, I love technicalities like that.
This is supposed to be 18 plus, so yeah.
I'll see myself out.
Poor lad.
Oh no.
I'm 17.
Exodus. Mass Exodus.
I'm 12.
Well,
alright, if kids are out here. I don't like kids. Can I say that as someone who used to actually teach? I really don't like kids. But I also want kids. So much. Well, my mom wants me to have kids because she wants a baby. It's complicated. As a gay man, I really don't want kids, but I want to impress my mom, so I
get dogs then.
Ask her for bite baby money.
You get dogs.
I'm not a dog person.
No, you're a cat. Get a cat.
I have a cat.
Yeah, you're more cats.
She's the love of my life.
You get a fish.
Fish?
Yeah. Fish is gonna die within a week. Right. But it's a kid. So
real quick. My
fish can live up to 3 years if you treat them properly.
And first goldfish I had, I fed spaghetti. It died. Gave it gingerbread. It died. Third goldfish took it out and was like, haha, this is funny. It died. So I shouldn't be allowed to have fish.
I had a goldfish that was black,
mm-hmm.
and it turned gold. I don't know how.
It's probably because
it was
small.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Who spray painted your fish?
I don't know! I got it like that.
Fish pulled
Hi.
Michael Jackson.
Hi, I'm a fish expert here. The reason goldfish turn black is usually because they're sick or aren't treated correctly, and if they're treated better, and if they get healthier, they'll turn back gold. Another thing is, a lot of times people say stuff like, oh, goldfish don't last at all, but that's mostly because of the fact that they win them at, like, a carnival and just put them in a glass bowl where you just slowly swim around in circles until they suffocate to death. And so in order to, like, actually treat them like perfectly, you gotta, like, put them in an actual filtered thing and just clean it regularly, make sure it's, like, a right size and gallon. They can live up to 3 years.
Wow. Sounds like how you treat me, to be honest.
Damn. All right. So I guess we should get this started. My name's Silox. I'm unfortunately 30 and I regret my life.
I'm Trippin' Zona and I'm the epitome of a weird green drink.
He's like a walking and talking billboard for Arizona tea.
Really?
They sponsor you?
Silence brand.
Billboard for like a corporation. Couldn't be me.
They have yet to sponsor me.
They're going to pay you, man.
I hope they do.
Show up at the headquarters.
That's the whole thing. They don't pay for advertising. That's like you're working.
I'm their mascot.
Yo, there you go.
They need to come at me. Get me a sponsorship. Give me money, please.
They're a pop-up store by 3 years.
They'll stop. Right. They'll get to you eventually.
I'll start off with something simple and easy. So this one time, I was driving this person to an event. And I pick the other person up, right? So we go to this event, and it's all fun and dandy. On the drive home, I smell something that smells like sulfur. So I'm like, okay, this is by Baltimore. There's a plant right there, so clearly it's that. So the smell lingers, and I'm like, what is that? And my friend in the back seat's like, yeah, I smell that too.
Eggs.
Yeah. So I drop both of them off. Now, because I'm really dumb, and for whatever reason, again, they allowed me to teach kids. Don't know why. Your tax dollars at work, right? I'm a dumb person to teach your kids. So I put my nose down on the seat, and I'm like, That's not sulfur, that's urine. So, a furry peed in my car.
What?
I have since long been forgotten about the incident. I don't hate the person anymore. It is what it is. Now that I learned about why he did that, it wasn't malicious. But that should have been a warning sign to actually leave the fandom. But it wasn't. It wasn't. Things got worse from there. You have anything?
Honestly, my biggest thing is literally an entire convention, honestly. Like, that's an entire convention horror story, like, I guess you could say. Has anyone ever heard of the convention CCFC?
Capital City FurCon?
Someone was telling me that.
I read about it.
Yeah.
Harrisburg, PA.
Yep. And I'm the one who ends up dealing with that con. I used to be staff at that con.
Oh.
I can't
get
into this.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's just say the entire convention experience was already a horror story within itself. Initially, it was fine. All yaya, expecting, like, you know, we're preparing for the convention and all that. The guy who runs the convention comes to me and is like, hey, do you want to staff for the convention? Because we're currently understaffed. Sure, I have little to no experience in PR whatsoever. So sure, that's a great idea. Wasn't. So basically, first day, we were about to be shut down in general because the con owed $15,000. Imagine having to pay that within a few days. The guy decided not to pay it, so we had a friend pay for it instead. Fun. Okay. I was sadly one of the people who was like, yeah, let me just go ahead and go to my college bank account and offer to give you $15,000 to help save the con. There was no way I could do it because my bank account could not transfer that much money in one go. So I had to talk to my parents about it because, by the way, they actually were calling my mom to convince them to transfer the $15,000. My mom was, yes, on the phone with the chairman to possibly give over $15,000. Thank fuck my mom's smart and actually knows how to not transfer $15,000 to a guy like that. So, that happened. I was like, stop bothering me. I don't want to deal with this anymore. Stop contacting me about the money. He ends up somehow getting the money by taking it from the charity that ended up happening that he collected over the last few days. So let's just say he used that $4,000, which was raised for ALS charity, and instead it went to paying for the hotel. Yeah. And currently he is now impostering other furries and trying to escape this fandom right now. Yeah, so right now, I've been in a year battle with this guy. A year battle. It's been since 2019. 2020 was when the con happened. So it's been since then, and I'm still trying to escape this escapade right now. And I'm still fighting for the fandom to make sure this guy stays out. And that's basically, honestly, the summary of it. I've been trying my best to get this guy out of the fandom, but he keeps coming back. I'm honestly just trying to post bewares, and that's basically it. That's basically my story about CCFC right there. So, CCFC, erase it from your memory, please. Yo.
And also evicted.
Oh, yeah,
didn't
it's also about to get evicted.
Rent. Whoops.
Whoops. He owes over $30,000 in rent now. So, whatever.
Oh, imagine being that much in debt for rent.
Imagine not getting kicked out yet.
Yeah, so he apparently had he was planning to like start a bench and be like, yeah, this is gonna be a great idea. Grab a bunch of friends, have like 20 guests of honors, perfect idea. All them fursuiters because you know, that's the best way to get clout. Am I right?
Clout.
Fucking clout.
Who likes clout?
I mean, yeah.
No, the whole con was a clout con. That was a clout con. That's honestly the best way to describe it.
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Fucking Dash Con. Yeah. I missed just a ball pit. There was no ball pit.
I was hoping for a ball pit.
I wanted
to seal the deal.
Up here.
Pay $30 to go in the ball pit, which goes into his pocket.
God. I can't with furries. I like furries, but I also hate furries. So it's weird. But I guess that's our story.
Yeah.
I have more, but I want to hear from you all. Do you all have any stories?
I can talk about CCFC all the time, but I can't say it in an hour. Who we got?
Okay, I guess I'll go first. My story basically involved a former friend. They basically contacted me before a convention and were like, hey, we're going to be coming to this convention. We're doing volunteering. We have room for X many days, but we need this day. And I'm like, okay, sure, fine, whatever. We've already paid for the hotel room. You can come in and crash. And they basically say, okay, well, we don't have any money, but we can, you know, bring something to kind of offset. What they brought to offset was enough booze to cover what would have been their cost to the room. And it gets better. Despite not paying for the room, they claim one of the beds. This person and their then boyfriend get into a fight. So for like most of the con, they're not talking to each other. And basically, you know, they were just being really, really awful all the way around. So we were supposed to have four people in the room. It wound up being six people in the room because the two people I brought was dating two people at the time. They both knew each other, polyamorous thing. They both had issues with their back, so they had to take the bed, which meant me and the other guy that was staying with us had to sleep on the floor next to each other.
Oh, man.
We barely were able to get a blanket and pillow from them.
Because they hoarded them, probably.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, and they didn't want to share. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, I've not spoken with them since. I've pretty much been like, no, you can go fuck yourself.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I would not want to have friends like that. Yeah, that's a big no for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyone else?
What juice we got?
So, has anyone been to a convention right before a hurricane?
Yes.
Oh, oh no.
Sandy? This is what happened to me and some of my friends. Fur Fright.
Yep.
2012.
Yep.
I like to call it Huracan. my friend who works con ops and I went down, and at that time we had to go to like another hotel because the rooms were booked at the Con Space Hotel. So the first warning sign was my friends were staying in the main hotel, and one of their roommates was basically setting up what I thought was command central of a military organization. We're talking like battery cables to a ham radio, and he was rigging all sorts of things. I'm thinking, okay, something's going on here. And he said, oh, there's a hurricane coming, but we don't know where it's going to hit. I'm like, okay. So then flash forward to Monday, con's over, I'm helping my friend pack up, and I'm sitting in the lobby of the hotel waiting for us to pack up, and he said, oh, they're closing the roads in Connecticut. I'm like, oh, shoot, you know, I'm like, if we're in Connecticut here. So I tell my friend, like, we have to get going, like, right now, so we quickly load up, and the strangest thing was, going towards New York's area, there was like no cars on the road, but then the other way, going into Connecticut, it was like I was avoiding the zombie apocalypse because there were military trucks, there were emergency vehicles, construction vehicles all going that way towards like Hartford and like the coast area. And finally, when we made it to New York, I was like, thank you, because New York didn't shut down their borders in that area yet, because that was like the center of the state. But never did I feel so good going back to New York, you know?
Oh, man.
that was like wild. I was like, I just avoided a hurricane after a con.
Do you remember what category it was?
That was Hurricane Sandy. That was the one that ripped through Long Island and ripped through New Jersey.
It wasn't a hurricane.
It wasn't technically a hurricane.
It was whatever.
It kind of reminds me,
I haven't
had a good person.
It's like a superstorm, I think they call it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because it dissipated as a hurricane.
I saw
what
devastation happened. Coney Island is my home, and I love it so much. Ripped to shreds. The boardwalk was shut down. It was covered in sand. And half the police force are forcing people to get away from this area.
Yeah.
When I saw the waves, I said, we're done. We're out. Let's go. Let's go. He goes, what do you mean? I said, let's get out of here. All of a sudden, a wave hit the boardwalk and started cracking open.
Oh my God.
It literally started cracking. The half of the boardwalk was starting to like almost tip over. We're like, we're done. We're out. I mean, we ended up getting to a subway station at the time. We got back to my mom's house, literally split before it even got even worse.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
Yes, I needed a lot.
Yeah. I wish I still had the pictures to prove it.
Alright, so mine... it does only involves one other furry and several non-furries. So
normie too.
Yeah. Right, it gets worse. So this is my boyfriend. We met at a fur meet in North Jersey. Thank you. So for a while, I don't really tell a ton of people that I'm a furry. It took me like 3 years of seeing furries and saying, I want to do that, but I also don't want to be cringe. And then finally decided, fuck it, life's too short.
Yeah.
So I went to this meet, met him, we've been dating for a while, and we go to, my brother's friends have a cabin in the Poconos where we'll go during like summer holidays, like 4th of July, Memorial Day and shit. So we get up there first night, I'm introducing, like they know we're dating, they know I'm gay. They don't know how we met. So basically we, right off the bat, we start drinking games. Fittingly enough, it was a Pokemon drinking game. I'm like, that's for some shit they know. I get pretty hammered, and I turn to him and I'm like, I'm pretty drunk. I hope to God, and I think I'm whispering, I'll point out, I hope to God they don't ask how we met. And the one thing that goes away when I'm drunk is volume control.
Oh no.
Like, y'all, he like, I think I'm whispering and they hear me like 2 states away.
Florida can hear you.
Florida can hear you. They got enough going on though, they don't care. So there's a guy like looking at me with like that questioning look. I was like, shit, did he hear me? And so for the next 24 hours, I'm like that Peel meme where he's just drenched in sweat. And I'm like, I'm avoiding it. I'm like thinking of every single lie in the book that I could tell them. And then I finally just told them. It ended up okay, but for that like 24-hour period was like, fuck, how am I going to tell them? God, that was probably the most stressed out I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, imagine. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, he was mentioning Fur Fright, which became Furpock. That hotel, the Red Lion in Cromwell, okay? All right, now, it says here on, I'm going to quote from Wicked Fur, actually. Mm-hmm. At closing ceremonies, several attendees reported seeing what they believed to be black mold and damp, which one linked to respiratory problems from visiting back in 2016, and another later claiming a strange disease resulting in hospitalization. Yep. And they wanted to try to move it to a different hotel. So they had it the last time at 2019, the fall of 2019, at the Red Lion. Yep. And they said, hoo-hoo, we're going to move to Stanford next year. The hotel was seized by the tax department 3 months later. It is still empty. And they ought to put it on. You ever see this thing, Abandoned So-and-So on YouTube, yeah. with all the weeds and spooky and everything? Yeah. I was staying in Connecticut the other night, and it's like that. So that hotel has to be haunted. Between the diseases and everything, there were flooding problems.
Mushrooms.
So, woohoo, we're going to go to Stanford. Guess what? It got canceled. Then this year it got canceled too. And yeah. So, that's got to be a spooky place, though, with the Red Lion.
Are we sure COVID didn't originate there?
Oh, it might have. It might have. Yes.
Yeah, 2019 was interesting. We had not one, but two water features.
The one water feature was right at Conops.
Yes.
And the other one was in the pool, actually.
Yeah, from the
They closed the pool because there was water coming down from the dome that was over the pool at Furpocalypse. So
there was some flooding in the parking deck,
there
too.
There was flooding in the parking deck. And in my hotel room, there was a toilet that constantly ran. Thankfully, it didn't flood, but it just kept going. So it was like water con.
Was that at least entertaining?
It was entertaining, but basically, never have I seen the furries bomb a hotel review page. one star, no star, one star.
Do you remember when they were passing around? Everyone was passing around Telegram the Red Lion Hotel rec sheet.
And the irony is, it's a Halloween themed convention.
Yeah.
Horror stories. Fur fright, fur fuck, horror.
I love the hotel when it was nice, when it was the Radisson, when it was the Cromwell Hotel, like the Crown Hotel. But then it got tossed to this Red Lion company, and they basically flushed it, you know? They let go.
I stayed at the Motel 6 instead. I didn't stay at the hotel at all.
You were better off. Rain first with the Uno reverse card.
No, you.
The hotel done messed up.
So, I actually have a Furpock story that is surprisingly not the venue's fault. Furpock runs a car show, which is pretty cool. But maybe 4 years ago, it was on Saturday, which is, you know, a very popular day, and all the parking is in high demand, and they have, like, a rooftop parking garage, and ended up getting about triple parked in certain places.
Ooh. Oh, no.
And supposedly it took more than 24 hours for some people to free their car from the parking garage.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That's horrible.
That actually reminds me of another one. This was the first year that Texas Furry Fiesta moved from their original hotel to a new hotel. So in the old hotel, they actually had the entire parking lot in a small little parking garage for parking. At the new hotel, there was no free parking on the lot that the hotel sat on. But there was an empty lot across the street that we were allowed to use for parking. The problem was is nobody marked it up the day before the convention. Mm-hmm. So people were just kind of sort of parking wherever.
Oh, no.
And eventually, ConOps basically was informed, people can't leave. They can't get out of the parking lot because people are parking every which way, and it's just blocking people in. And in order to remedy this, the con basically offered triple volunteer hours to go out there and direct traffic to get people to park in a way that basically wouldn't jam up the entire parking lot.
They're playing rush hour.
Yeah. I was there. Yeah, pretty much. And the really entertaining thing about that is at that convention we had a couple of furs who basically drive trucks for a living. So they were also parking their semis in this lot as well.
Oh, well, I'm in the area.
No, no, no. Semis.
Trailer and all?
Trailer and all.
Oh, no.
They were on the job.
And a few of them, yeah, they were actually still technically on the job. They basically stopped in for the night. And those were the ones screaming the loudest, going, I need to get out of this parking lot. I got a delivery to make.
Alright, anyone else?
Hi.
Okay, I got two. First one. Twitter over the past 18 months. Can we all agree that's a horror story?
Yes.
Yeah. When is Twitter?
Cancel me, Uwu.
Kiss me hard.
All I'm saying is this. Some people shouldn't be allowed to use social media. Exactly. And if it was up to me, you'd have to take a test to use social media. Unfortunately, I'm not in Congress, I'm not president, so I can't make that happen. But certain people shouldn't. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Certain people really shouldn't use Twitter. Honestly. Good lord.
Yeah. You stepped on my foot. I'm going to write a 20-page document on you and post it to Twitter. I'm going to take your 20 followers and obtain them.
Right. You got seats for that, too. You got filmed in 6K stepping on this man's foot. Look at that.
My tweet longer.
Three. You stepped on my foot, you piece of shit.
I'm waiting to be canceled. I kind of hope I am canceled. Because then I have a valid reason to like not like furries anymore. I think furries have done a lot of messed up stuff. But cancel me, please. So then I can like not hang out with furries anymore.
Yeah, I'm agree that nobody hates furries more than furries. Nobody hates furries quite like furries.
I gotta get back to
kids. Where you guys at?
Nice, have fun.
Guy from Rope. Alright. So, I have one from MFF.
Oh no! Oh, no.
So this is actually at the range. Oh. So, I'm sure everyone heard about the horrible reg line that year on pre-reg day. How we all, this is actually back in 2018.
Yep.
So, I got to talking to this one guy in line. And me being as dumb as I am, kind of things he was saying was flying over my head, so we exchanged telegrams. Mm-hmm. So, we went to the range. And that was on Saturday night. So I'm in a fursuit. And I'm with my two other friends, Shiloh and Soundcheck. And this dude comes up and just full palm grabs me from behind and starts dragging me towards his friend.
What?
Like, full palm grabbed my butt and started dragging me towards his friends. And it was not for my two friends, Soundcheck and Shiloh. Shiloh saw the pain in my eyes. I looked up, she could see it through the fursuit. She grabbed me and she's like, come with me.
Wow.
And they just whisked me right out of there.
Yo.
I'll tell you,
That person didn't know you at all. He just,
we talked for like 20 minutes in regular. Mm-hmm. And then just thought that was okay to do at the rave.
Oh. Ah, yes, 20-minute conversation means I can grope you.
Boundaries eliminated.
We're friends
now.
I don't
want to know what 30 miles is.
No, you don't want to know 25. 1 hour, basically.
1 hour.
Xavier, how fucked up are you right now?
Well, I'm coming now.
Okay. If you could make it brief, would you talk about Paul Tindo?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So I've got a story about Paul Tindo. So.
Hey, you want to come up to the front a little bit?
Sure, sure.
Oh, God. Okay, so context with Paul Tindo. Oh, like you get that.
Yeah. So,
are you behind the TV?
Well, I can't come around this way.
No.
I guess I'll just come around the other way. I can't see in this thing. I'm sorry. Oh boy. So, Paul Tindo. So, a couple of years ago, he wanted me to get in like a relationship with him, right? And I think I'm trying to remember what happened. Like, he wanted to like RP with me or something. And I didn't reply to him until 24 hours later. And he got like super pissed at me for not replying to him right away. And I don't remember what happened in between, but at some point he was like, we started arguing. All right, that's what happened. So we were talking about the Nintendo Switch, which hadn't released yet, right? So I said something along the lines of, like, it's an NVIDIA chip or whatever. And he's like, no, it's this custom thing. And then it devolves into this argument about whether or not it's, like, this custom thing or not, where he's calling me out and, like, it's not an EDU site, so it's not accurate. And then even after that, he started telling me it's, like, The Oxford Dictionary was wrong. Like, you're arguing definitions at this point. He was telling me the Oxford Dictionary was wrong, right? We were talking for a bit, and I decided to play in like a game server with him, right? Me and this other guy, by the way, who has a certificate in networking, right? He's trying to port forward a server. So he asked me to do it. So I try and help him with it. And he's like, no, that's wrong. And me and this other guy who does networking for a living, by the way, is like, you need to do this. And Patendo's like, no, we can't do it this way. And just like, I study computer engineering. This guy does networking for a living. What do you mean? You don't know what you're doing, you know? But, and then after that, there was another time where I don't remember what happened, but he got upset with me, so he came on this alt account, and was like, oh, you're driving me to, like, burn myself and, like, do all these things. And he pretends to be, like, his cousin, right? So I can confront him on it. And he's like, no, I'm his roommate who now lives in another city and won't take him to the hospital. And I'm just like, yeah, sure you are. By the way, I can see that this alt account and your main account are coming online on Telegram within the same millisecond. I know it's you. You're just trying to fuck with me. I know it's you.
So for like context, for those of us in the macro-micro community, this guy is like really... He's been doing this stuff for, like, I think close to 10 years now.
He doesn't stop.
He's obsessed. He's been going
for years. Like, this thing I'm talking about now was 3 years ago. And he's still at this with people.
Yeah. So, like, one thing he'll do is, like, he'll create Telegram, like, accounts and just come up with these, like, weird RP scenarios. Like, I can read you one, actually.
Oh, let's see your RP!
I don't know. And tell them, anybody else want to...
Yeah, until he finds the RP.
Anyone else want RP?
Reading RP.
I'm open to RP.
This guy's got one.
Hey, I'm going to try to keep this as brief as I can. So this was back, I think, 2018, something like that, pre-COVID. So I was an assistant director for a little convention called Anthrocon. Maybe you've heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Is that the one in Chicago?
Basically, I'm walking down one of the hallways in the convention center, and I have one of the radios in my ear. You know, a couple of the higher staff have, you know, the radio. And I just hear our contact at the convention center. I can hear them talking, and I hear the words pornography and side of convention center.
Oh no!
So I'm sitting there, and I'm just kind of walking along, like, that's weird. That's not right. Something's not right. You know what? I'm an assistant director. That's not my problem. And then a minute later, they call again with no response. So me being an idiot, can you say that again? Long story short, some of you may have heard about this. Someone was projecting pornography on the side of the DLCC. On the side of the convention center from a hotel.
Oh, man!
So, and this was facing, like, the main street. Like,
what kind of porn?
It was just gay, furry.
Oh,
it was
gay. Something for something better.
Everybody's seen?
Man.
Yeah.
It wasn't even good porn.
To cut a long story short, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm standing out on the balcony of the convention center with this, like, I want to say, like, late 40s, early 50s woman, and we're just, okay, so with the keystone on this, it must be coming from that hotel, just looking at this morning, like, lines back with our fingers to try to figure out what room it's coming
from. You need a mathematician.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of what occurred to the individual who did it, but, We caught what room they were in. I'll just say that.
You're like, the second floor window is where the two dicks are touching. That's
a gay. Okay, to do the math of the fellatio that's occurring.
According to the ratio of their balls.
You must be. No one says fellatio.
Who let people say fellatio?
You Scooby, now you're not fellatio.
I say butter, so you shush.
We're high class.
Do you say robot?
Okay,
what's a robot?
Oh, do you say cupid?
Yeah.
What?
It's.
I'm from Philly. I say water and
water. You just said it.
It's water.
It's water.
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 Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water. Water
pretty bad.
I don't know who John. Never mind.
John!
Johnny
Crapper?
What?
Johnny Crapper.
Who was Johnny Crapper?
I don't know.
Johnny Rocks.
Okay. All right, so I have the message here.
Okay.
Dramatic reading time. Let's go.
I won't say. Well.
This is 18 plus. Go for it.
It's 18
no,
plus.
No, there are names no. here. One of them is actually.
Just say like.
Just hide the innocent.
Or just say like Bob and
so
Joe.
I won't say his
name.
Don't say.
Say
I'll say my name though. So I have played as X, and he is the cop wolf dragon thing. I like him. He is cool, but I don't like he is super mega biggie stompy. I RP him in a gay relationship with Y. Z is boring, but I have used him to RP in transgender sex macro RPs. I don't get why nobody likes him on F.
Those are search terms.
I really wish I was drunk right now. That's all I'm saying.
We can solve that.
You're a bartender.
I'm not.
It was
bartender
you
face real.
I would not want to meet bartender real
because
life.
He can be stompy. Psylox is that big bee-colored fox. I'm not a fox. I'm a wolf. He is stompy and big and rare, but he is gay, and I only allow one gay pairing, so he fucks buildings. I also like having him be pissed and shit. Okay, I'm not saying no. I'm not saying
yo.
Bro, it's funny because I was so like I was down bad again this morning.
Oh, no.
So I was on rule 34. I looked up and he was fucking a I was like, okay, Togepi got a nice commission again. That's what's
that
up.
That sounds like a good commission.
That's what's up. I saved it too. So four.
Four.
You're so trashy. Alright, and A is my second favorite to RP as I have in Fuck Planets. Come on, City. Rick Factory. No.
This
nobody. No.
Is this person in an asylum? They better be in a goddamn asylum.
Baltendo needs something.
They have
he is single and only fucks buildings or volcanoes. I have always.
Volcanoes.
Number two, we know Psylocks are pissy dogs.
Meatballs
are for me to drink up. Who do you choose? Alright, so.
What? I couldn't even care. It's like so all over the place.
It is.
Could you repeat it?
Big stumpy.
This person, like, again, makes alt accounts a lot and just. Because he's in different chats.
I've counted five different alt accounts.
Alright, bye, Jorik.
Oh no.
Okay. Bye!
This guy is an anime villain, I swear to God.
But yeah, that's him. He's
a
When I say I don't like furries, I really don't. I do, but I also don't.
Yeah.
It's complicated. It's calm like
90% of the time. Nah, that's too low.
Can anybody blame you?
Yeah. No.
So it's funny. I used to really actually hate furries. Like, not even joking. I used to really hate furries.
That's how it all starts.
Before I found this fandom, because I forgot the video that I watched on YouTube.
Was it all the single furries?
It was some furry cringe
clicked on
E621. Pause the wall.
We don't talk about that. It gets played in my Discord server a lot.
Oh no.
Because they know I hate it. That's what it is.
Scotland forever.
That's all. The person does. That's not in here, so I can't roast.
Oh, here's a good chat log to show you that my furries are worst.
Oh no.
Oh no, bro.
Hey, down to roleplay, uwu. And then the person replies, nope, sorry, I don't RP. Oh, why not? Asterisk gains a severe heroin addiction out of depression.
That is quick.
Oh, that's up there, man.
There was a Twitter post, like, not long ago, ago where someone was apologizing for something they did, and I kid you not, they actually RP'd an apology in that Twitter post.
What?
And I'm trying to figure out why the hell would you do that? Why would you like RP that?
When
you
I'm so sorry. Nelson's your bulgy
wolgy. It's gotta be like, can't tell the difference in reality.
How close was it to inflates you making you big?
That individual is a horror story.
No. He just should no longer fucking. He shouldn't exist. He literally wrote to like the senator of Texas to tell them how
he
bad.
He wrote to Theodore Cruz.
He really? Literally was writing to them on one of his alt Twitter accounts about how bad the furry fandom is.
Well, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Ted Cruz really gives a shit about
a United States senator.
But it makes me
is
so
getting
happy
ranted to about furries.
So Raphael
Theodore. Raphael
Theodore.
Better if they ran to Kelly Towson, because she got...
Yes, she did.
She did. Wait, who?
Kelly Towson.
She's an Arizona state senator who got a persona.
Yep.
Oh, like, ironically, or just...
Completely by accident.
I think it was a sign
was
to her.
She was learning about what the furry fandom was.
Oh, I need to Google this.
How do you look her up? Kelly Towson.
Just to let you know, that the art does get pretty problematic in a hurry. Because people found out what kind of Republican she was, and
that's
a big fucking like.
Yeah.
A singular. All
right. I gotta add to the Telegram horror. So back when I was trying to find a room for SonaCon 2019, it was very late. I couldn't find anybody. I messaged someone who I kind of know off by the offhand. I was like, "Hey, do you know anyone who's staying there?" Yes, I know somebody, and he's got a spot open. So I said, cool, put me in touch with him. So, I'm going to spare some of the details just for time's sake. I get in this chat room with all these... I get in the chat room basically for the room. And I was letting known beforehand that he was into pup stuff and all that, so I was like, whatever, fine, I don't care. But then it started getting pretty explicit. He started posting pictures of himself in his underwear. Excuse me. He was also a diaper fur. So he was in his diaper fur.
The truck.
Hold on. The story gets even better. He was in diaper fur, wearing his pup mask, in full harness gear. So I'm already, and he's just like, yeah, I'm going to be like this in the room the entire time. Me, who was 21 at the time. Not 21, excuse me. 23. I was 23, still very new to the fandom, and I was here panicking, trying to like, oh god, how do I say I'm uncomfortable here without offending him? And then next thing I know, he asked one of the guys who was staying, hey, is your son coming? Yeah. Alright. And I learned the son's 17, and it's in the Telegram chat, seeing all these messages. That was the moment when I heard the 17-year-old was in that chat. I left. I just said, I don't care what happens. I left. That was like, oh my god, no!
Mega fucking yike.
You made the right choice by leaving.
Yeah.
I got a really bad Discord story for you guys.
Oh no.
Alright, so I know every single person in a Discord here has that one channel.
Yes.
So,
that channel.
No one I know in school knows that I'm a furry, okay? I'm in work, pulling up cars, so I work at a dealership. And I'm dumb enough to open up that chat in front of my boss. So, I don't know if he saw or not, but he gave me the look.
He probably saw.
But another time, this happened to my friend that was in the server. He was telling me how this other person was like ranting to him nonstop, telling him how he was upset and how he wanted to hurt himself, this and that, and then, you know, writes a fake suicide note to him.
That's so
find out the next day after I don't hear from my friend for a while that the kid said to him, it was a joke, I do this I torment people for fun to make myself feel
what
better.
A scumbag.
What the fuck?
What
the
fuck?
That is not a joke.
That's
crazy, right?
That kid needs an evaluation.
I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here.
Serial killer shit right now.
Like, freaking out. Like, what is this kid doing? And my friend will not, like, cut him off because he doesn't want to hurt his feelings and make him actually do something serious.
That's some point.
So, like, my thing is this. If this is going to sound fucked, as someone who was at that point of actually committing suicide, if the person's going to do it, they're going to do it. I don't think if you... They're not going to continuously drag it out for attention.
They're not going to say it. They're not going to say it.
If
they
actually
do it, they're going to do it.
There's people who will drag it out for attention, but they're not actually going to do it.
Yeah.
It all circles back to Paul Tendo.
If someone is manipulating you with suicide bait...
They're bullshit.
Cut
them.
Yeah.
Not your responsibility.
Just cut off
anyone. It's never your responsibility.
You can't.
Yeah. That
just
Discord
cut off anyone who's manipulating you.
Was chaos.
I can imagine. Oh my god.
Chaos.
Yeah. That.
I saw you on back.
Yeah, your Discord server reminded me of taking summer classes. I was having this wonderful presentation in my Spanish class talking about some random song I like, right? We're in the question section where people are just discussing. I get kind of bored. I forget that I'm presenting my, sharing my screen. I opened the home key. I opened up Telegram. Somebody sent me lewd stickers, and that's all on screen. After realizing what I've done, nobody said anything. Nobody spoke.
That's the worst when it's just everybody's completely speechless.
Or when your
so
best friend asks
this is
you,
kind of, both of these are kind of short and sweet, but I think they're mildly humorous.
He's like,
I'm in school, I'm in history class, and I sit right next to the teacher's desk. And the kid I'm sitting next to, this is college, the kid I'm sitting next to is, he's alright, he's kind of nice. And I have the nasty habit of forgetting the last thing I look at before I go to bed and then go to school. So I open my laptop and there's just some cheat in there. And he's like, Alt-F4, dude, Alt-F4! And then it was just this funny little side that happened. Other than that, I'm not known as a furry at work. They don't know. And I'm kind of keeping it that way. They're good people, but I just can't, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And my boss used to work at Hot Topic. He's been a manager everywhere. And he's talking about it. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure I've met some furries. They're pretty weird. And he's just going off on this whole thing, and I'm standing there just nodding along like, yep, I bet they are.
Shuffles.
Yep. And he's like, looking at me, and I'm like, are we seeing through each other right now? Do we know what's happening here? And then we never spoke of it again.
I have this friend
what's
at work.
What happens in Hot Topic stays in Hot Topic.
There's two people at Hot Topic. The people that are Big and Tammy, and the people that are just completely edgy and literally look like they're about to bite you.
Edgy like a butter knife, though.
Literally.
And
they're
two of them in Hot Topic. And they're both the best managers I ever seen in my life.
That's good.
All right, who? Oh.
Yeah. I've got one. This is kind of in a similar vein to the one that was told back here. So I did something very similar to that, except I did it at work.
Oh.
So this was very early on in the pandemic. I worked in information security. So I hadn't brought my entire computer rig back from work with me. I hadn't sent it all on. So I'm using my personal computer for work things. And at one point, I'm on a Zoom call with a vendor. And I'm sharing my screen, but I know me well enough. I'm only sharing the browser window and I have my bookmarks bar, you know, minimized. But
yeah.
I'm over here, and there's like a 15-minute span where he's just troubleshooting something silently, and I'm getting bored, so I'm scrolling through Twitter. At one point, I click on a link on Twitter, and I forget that the window that I'm sharing is the last window that was active. So I click on the link on Twitter, and just furry porn pops right up on the screen. Oh. I don't think he never said anything about it, but I'm just glad it never got back to me. I felt like an ass.
That actually reminds me of a story that's similar to my workplace where... So, I used to work at Dairy Queen. Absolutely shit, by the way. But basically, I was in the back room. There was, like, no customers at the time. So, I was casually browsing my AD in the back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
My coworkers, while in the back, decided to all of a sudden bring up the topic of furries for some fucking reason. I don't know why. They were like, oh, you know about these
people called furries, you know, the things, you know, those weird people that fuck animals, you know, those people. Oh. As I'm just casually looking through as they're talking about it, and I'm just like, yeah, they're fucking disgusting. Yeah, they're awful.
Keep scrolling. Terrible
people. As I'm looking through a bunch of fucking, like, porn of just, like, literal furries, I'm like, yeah, they're absolutely disgusting, am I right?
Wow. Who would watch that?
Yeah.
How do you do, fellow?
By the way,
this
is my phone screen, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Is that Bundy?
Yeah, my phone screensaver is a furry thing, and people have looked and then never acknowledged it, but they've seen it.
Well, when's more weave?
Alright. So, I recently just got this suit, like, Monday, okay? And
good for you.
Like, I kind of forgot I left it out open in my room Tuesday, and I was on my way home from hanging out with my friends, and my dad calls me. He's like, I need to get something from your room. I didn't register at first, so I was driving home. Then it all of a sudden clicked. I'm like, oh shit, he's gonna find it. I drive a stick car. I was on the highway. I was cruising. I've never drove faster in my life. Like, what I'm saying, I was lane switching, like, my life depended on it. I was doing it. I legit cut off my... I saw my dad's car. I legit booked it home, cut him off, ran up my stairs, legit put it in a box and threw it. He walks upstairs. 10 seconds after me. Just sit in the chair. Hey, Dad.
That sounds
sweat
so
all down my face. I've never
that
ran.
That sounds like I'd have a 90s.
That's so crazy.
Nat 20 with your parents.
Nat 20.
Yeah. So anyhow, one night it was just kind of, you know, bored and horny, so I'm just like, ooh, maybe break out all my dildos and just, you know, do that. So it's like I got my light on and I think the door's closed. But anyhow, I guess obviously my parents were right across the hall, the light of the door cracking through. I think it was. So I also had like a closet kind of blocking the door too. So kind of heard, you know, footsteps on it. I was like, oh shit, I gotta put everything away. And like at one point it was just like I was, because, you know, it was like totally naked, but I like had the sheet over me, and like I had it, like somehow I didn't even get the high one buildings. I was just in front of it. And like the lube was out, but it was a tiny bottle, so maybe you didn't notice. But Mum Watson is wondering why I'm up so late. I wasn't even making noise enough, but she just probably just woke up with the light.
Oh God, I would.
And it was just like, I said something or other.
I would say,
you know. And then she was like, okay, she went back to bed, so.
Close call there, man.
So. I'm gonna go on the topic of your parents finding out. So my first interaction with furries was PersonaCon 2018. So I went for 10 hours. It was probably like 11 at night. My entire family got home. When I got home, my entire family asked, because they saw me with all this whole new furry stuff, and they're like, "Where'd you go?"
Oh no!
And I said, "Yeah," and I don't care. I said, "Yeah, I went to a furry convention." My sister, 10 seconds later, says, "Oh my God, you fuck people in costumes." Imagine the horror on my face as I try and I yell, "No, I do not."
So I got something like that. It's not as graphic. Well, it's not as wow, that guy was wearing Mandalorian armor. So I had joined the fandom in December of 2015. I got my fursuit in February of 2016. And so I look around for like local comics, and it's like, oh, Furthermore's coming up. So I'm like, yeah, that's cool, that's awesome. Now, I don't know anybody by that time. I'm new in the fandom, right? So I go there my first day, and by the way, I'm traveling back and forth, because obviously I'm not going to buy a hotel room.
It sounds expensive.
Yeah. So I'm doing that, and I'm taking this thing called Wellbutrin from my ADD, and I mentioned that, and it'll come up later. So I go there, I'm like, I don't know anybody. I see a guy who eventually becomes one of my better friends. He's dressed like Napoleon, running around, and I'm like, God, that guy is so fucking weird. I literally said that to myself, like, this guy is fucking weird. What am I doing here? So I get my fursuit on, I have a great time, right? And I'm like, okay, this is fun. I'm going to come back again. So I come back the next day. It's a Saturday. Have an awesome time, right? So I come back again on Sunday. Last day of the convention. I'm like, okay, this is fun. I go to a panel. It is on how to take care of your fursuit.
Ah, yes.
I'm sitting in the panel. 5 minutes in, I black out. Now.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I wake up again for 2 seconds. My head fucking hurts. There are people around me. I black out again. Then I wake up in an ambulance. There are people around me.
Oh, no.
I black out. Then I wake up again in a hospital bed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, what the hell happened? And by the way, I don't have my head.
What the fuck?
Anyone else hear that?
Yeah, delete that video, bitch. Do what he tells you. Fucking delete that shit.
Hey, man, it's 2021. Let women do what they want. That's how it works. That's how it works. But no. Yeah. So, no, I woke up. I don't have my head. I'm wearing my paws, and so I have my arm sleeves on. I don't have my tail. So I'm like, what the hell happened? They're like, oh, yeah, you had a seizure. I'm like, what? Yeah, you had a seizure. Yeah, yeah, you're fine, though. And so I'm like, how did I have a seizure? Doctor's like, well, you know, if you take wellbutrin long enough, which is for smokers, by the way, but they also prescribe it for attention deficit disorder, it can cause you a seizure. So I'm thinking, oh shit, I could have had a seizure while driving to the convention.
Oh,
right? Glad it happened while there, but it gets better. So my mom comes to me.
Oh, no.
She does not know I'm a furry.
Oh, no.
I had told her, hey, I'm going to a games convention. She believed that.
Like PAX?
Yes. So she's like, so I heard what happened. She's like, What's all this? It's like,
what
game is this? It's a costume. It's like, did you make it? Yeah. I don't tell her that I spent $1,800. It was $1,283. I don't tell her that because if she found out, oh my God, no. She's like, okay, cool. So, where's the rest of your stuff? It's like, yeah, it's back at the hotel. I'm like, can you take me there? Okay. So we're going there. We pull up. And this was back at the old Furthermore Hotel, if you've ever been. There's like this little incline that you go up.
Yes.
And you can see all, like, you can see like the lobby and everything. There's a whole bunch of people out there in fursuits. So I'm like, oh my God, how do I explain this? And mom just looks at me, gives me that look, and I'm like, oh God, I'm fucked. Because so, I've had that look, like, right before she used to beat my ass, she would give me that look. So, like, I knew, like, okay, I fucked up. No, granted, I'm an adult. She's not going to do that. But I know that look when I see it. It's not good. So she follows me in. I like, walking, like, it's like the walk of shame for me. I don't say anything. I walk in there, and I say, hi, first name, last name? And they're like, my first name, last name. And they say, your badge name? And I'm like,
oh,
Psylox. She's like, who's that? Don't worry. Is that a code name? Sure, why not? Let's go with that. So they bring out in the bag my tail, which unfortunately had blood on it because I hit my head. I hit my head on the table. There was blood on the tail. There was some blood on the actual head as well. Not a lot. And she's like, oh, okay. Did you make all this too? Yeah. Okay, that's fun.
Oh, that blood's yours?
As opposed to someone else's.
It's part of the costume.
That's how my whole family, because she told my whole family now that, hey, I'm into this thing, and it's very fun. And that gets me out the house, and they want to go to it. And I'm not taking them to a parade.
Oh no!
Because there are some things y'all do that I don't want.
Don't worry.
So it's funny. I got my new suit, and I bought my new suit, and I bought it because I was in a breakup, and I made a rash decision. And I tell people, do not buy shit, or do not make impulsive decisions when you're in a breakup because you do dumb shit. I spent $6,000 on a new fursuit, and I'm not gonna say I regret. Read it, but looking back at it, I could have used that money to buy other stuff, like a lot of more art, which I think is much more better than the first, my train of thought. But I did that. My mom sees it. He's like, oh, did you make this too? I'm like, yeah. It looks really nice. So you spent $6,000 on that, huh? I'm like, sir, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, yeah, I can see your bank account. Then she's like, want to tell me about that $1,200 suit you also bought years ago? Oh, I'm just saying, don't have joint bank accounts with your family. No, I'm saying, don't do that, because they're going to find out.
Listen, if anyone here has a nice car, please send me pictures. My parents think I'm at a car show right now. 3 hours away.
I got you.
But she's cool with it now. Like, she understands, hey, helps me get out, helps me make friends. So she's cool with it.
This is a car show? Come look at my face.
I didn't tell her I bought it because I was in a relationship and got dumped. I don't want her knowing all that, because that's...
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that'll pass.
Literally over here, my mom just calls all of y'all and me, oh, it's those people with the tails. Yeah, the tail people, right? Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't happen to have a tail, would you? Yeah. As she sees my 5-foot-long tail, it's like, yeet, nope, nope. No, it's just a prop. She's a prop.
That's great.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, good job.
Tails are good.
Call me costume.
This is going to sound fucked up.
That's my parents.
You remember that duck from Don't Hug Me on Skiers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Green isn't a creative color, guys.
Like, so I'm looking at your face, and I'm just thinking of the duck right now. And I can't help with thinking that you're going to just pop out and say digital style.
Wow, look, nothing.
I don't want to relive that video.
Yeah, we're going to relive it.
I couldn't sleep that
digital
night.
Dancing.
Hey, this is great. Hey, look, a line graph.
Wow, look, nothing.
Hey, look, a pie chart.
Wow, look, nothing. I'm sorry. I love that song.
It's more than shit.
Wait until you see the analysis of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Oh,
it's a shit show.
It's just
it throws you in so many different directions.
Hi, MathPat here.
Hello.
It's
true. Furthery.
Just on the topic of parents, my dad does know what furries are, does not know I'm a furry, but he decided that furries was one of the things he had to have a talk with me about when I was 15.
So instead of the sex talk, you got the furry talk.
I got a furry.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got the tails of the zippers. Not the birds and the bees.
I visualize that now, and I wanted to put my eyes up.
You should pay rent and mash.
We're
coming in
all
black
tonight.
Oh shit! So, just so you know, it's a little bit over time, but if we have any like final stories or like one final amazing story, hit him hard.
Yeah, this rapid fire.
Quick one.
Rapid fire.
All right.
Oh no.
All right. So this is real similar to the fursuit head in your room that your dad was about to find, but it's a lot more straightforward. Basically, 2016, I'm working a summer job. I get a text from my mother at some point, and she's like, hey, we gotta take care of some stuff. You mind if I take some old trash out of that dresser you don't use?
And
I was like, yeah, sure. And I texted her back, yeah, go ahead. About a minute later, a succession of thoughts happened, saying that go something like, oh my god, my knotted horse dildo is in the bottom drawer.
Hey, yo.
I invited my brother to look at it. There is now nothing I can do about it.
Shit.
And the worst part of that is that there is no resolution. I'm thinking about it all day. I get home, we're eating dinner, and my parents are like, hey, how's it going? How's work? And I was like, good. There's no way I'm gonna bring it up. I have never gotten a resolution on that. I do not know if my mom even saw it. There's a chance. There's a chance.
Chance.
Hey. I was expecting that. I was expecting it to be like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, well, it's a horse, obviously.
What, do you not know your animal genitalia?
You know
your
equine genitalia?
You call yourself an elementary school teacher?
Yeah, you're supposed to know horse cock.
There's no cock.
Like horse cock.